Hello, welcome to the self-learning platform by Dr. Sushma Singh. Today we start Unit 11, Regional Movements. We are continuing our discussion on methodological insights of regional movements. Regional identities are so formed. What Marxist scholar Hobsbawm writes about nation. At the point of intersection of politics, technology and social transformation. Modern means of communication and technological advancement create intentionally or unintentionally a collective self of people who organize themselves into a movement for getting fair, if not preferential, deal in the dispersal of national power and resources. Technology creates to use Benedict Anderson hypothesis an imagined community. Community which has the affinity of boundary beyond which other imagined communities exist. Had not the print capitalism arrived, the imagined community of nation would have not been formed. In other words, identity is facilitated by modernization and development. Amidst the above contested account of identity formation, David Miller probably provides the best possible working definition of community as constituted by shared beliefs and mutual commitment, extended in history, active in character, connected to a particular territory and marked off from other communities by its distinct public culture. Thus, in any academic exercise on regional movement, it is the dynamics of self and others that need to be examined and analyzed. Self-others dichotomy needs to be further situated in the politics of modernization and development. If modernization structurally differentiates pre-given identity and seeks to supplement it with new structure of secular identity, it also, on the other, provides identity and necessary technological gadgets to recreate and reinvent itself. If post-modernity theory is to be believed, then identity never lapses. It only finds new medium and new language in the modernization process. Identity universalizes itself through medium of mass communication. People research and redraw its ethnic past and situates it contemporarily. From the above discussion, we may now select some crucial variables which may help us in analyzing regional identity and regional movements in India. One of them is federalism. Its working in India has shown some inherent contradictions. As we know, federalism is essentially decentralizing. It is a political program of institutionalizing autonomy of society and polity. It is expected to accommodate regionalism within the framework of a federal nationalism. But on the contrary, its working took a centralizing turn where regionalism was not only misplaced but at one point of time was also characterized as antitechnical to Indian nationalism, its unity and integrity. Thus, federalism, instead of patterning regionalism, served centrally or union. As a consequence, most of the regional movements have critically questioned the constitutional scheme of distribution of federal powers between the region and center. Dravida movement in Tamil Nadu, Akali movement in Punjab, anti Rama Rao's political propagation of Telugu pride, and other similar movements critically questioned the legitimacy of central powers and downsizing of their sub-nationalism or regionalism. As mentioned above, regional movements is organized in reaction to certain state policies which a regional community finds disadvantageous to its interest. Thus, one has to also take into the consideration the policy framework of the state, both central and regional. Societal and regional equations of governmental policies have crystallic impact on the formation and initiation of a regional movement. Initially, the promotion of Hindi nationalism at the cost of other languages created a fertile base for linguistic sub-nationalism to emerge. Another important variable is the party system and party structure. The key question to be examined is the coalition and accommodative capacity of the party system. The hypothesis that can be put forth here is the less coalitional a national party and party system, more intense is the possibility of regional parties to be formed and movement to be organized. In this context, of crucial importance is the leadership pattern and representational structure, particularly of the national and state level parties. Many a times, leaders with considerable public understanding organize a party of his own with defined enclaves of regional support and core social constituency. Such a party usually survives on the ideology of regionalism or sub-nationalism. This holds true with most of the smaller parties of Jharkhand, Uttarakhand, and northeastern states. Interestingly, in India, regional parties have come into being through a process of division and split in the national and state level parties. However, there are parties like Assam Gana Parishad, which came into being through a process of regional movement itself. Regional parties unleash regionalization process in the national political order with a view to have participatory control over such decisions which affect their identity and development. In any case, regional parties have two important roles: identity retention, protection and articulation, and mobilizing people into a movement in the event of conflict between nation and region and between regions. However, a COVID here may be added. Party and party system is an important factor, but not a necessary prerequisite for regional movement to emerge. Regional movement may be autonomous and independent of parties and party system. Transient small group of intellectuals and elite may shape movement. We should also not forget the fact that the social and regional movements do follow the rules of spontaneity and subalternity. Regional movements is generally self-processed and shaped in the structural dynamics of self and others. Thus, for any substantive formation of knowledge on regional movement, one has to essentially understand the complex dynamics of self and others. Through a measured analysis of inter-regional relations, state policies, instruments, and institutions of political mobilization, impact of technology on identity formation, role of mass media, and the structural analysis of regional and national conflict, which generate group conflict. Here we want to wind up this lecture. Thank you so much for your attention.